The veteran-friendly campus. Syracuse, San Diego State find new ways to reach out to transitioning service members. By Henry Howard. Air Force veteran Mike Haney just wanted to be a college business professor, but he had an idea for a summer hobby of sorts, creating a small-scale entrepreneurship program for disabled veterans at Syracuse University in New York. A decade later, the summer project that helped 17 veterans has blossomed into the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, IVMF, at Syracuse. IVMF is the umbrella organization for various programs helping transitioning service members and their families, such as the Entrepreneurship Boot Camp for Veterans with Disabilities, EBV, Veteran Women Igniting the Spirit of Entrepreneurship, VWISE, Boots to Business, and others. More than 70,000 military-connected students have participated in IVMF programs since its founding. Through IVMF, veterans learn entrepreneurship skills, military spouses receive the support they need for a secure economic future, and employers hire well-rounded military veterans. We realized through our experience that it's possible for us to align the intellectual capital of the university in different ways other than the traditional four-year degree, says Haney, IVMF founder and vice chancellor for strategic initiatives and innovation at Syracuse. Then we can have a real meaningful impact on the transition from military to civilian life among those who served. As Haney researched how a university could best assist veterans, he realized there was no template to follow. Universities housed institutes on national security, counterterrorism, or defense, but few, if any, centers focused on educating veterans. Almost nowhere in higher ed was there an academic institute or a center focused purposefully and solely on the social economic wellness concerns of veterans and their families, he says. Thanks to IVMF, Catherine Sargent received the help she needed with her mental health practice. She attended EBVF, the boot camp for military spouses, after her husband died by suicide. As a mental health counselor, I didn't know too much about the business world, Sargent says. This was a great opportunity for me to really learn how to grow my business and do it effectively. The boot camp helped prepare Sargent for the operational side of her business, from marketing to understanding legal aspects to networking. IVMF graduates singled out networking as a large contribution to their continued growth as entrepreneurs. The ongoing support has allowed me to reach out to the EBVF program for assistance and connecting with other veterans, she says. Everyone has been so supportive and helpful. The success of my business is something I owe a lot to EBVF. College can be scary. San Diego State University, SDSU, is also prioritizing student veterans and helping them achieve meaningful college experiences. Still, transitioning service members face numerous challenges. Holly Schapner understands those challenges firsthand. Upon retiring after 24 years in the Coast Guard in 2011, she enrolled at SDSU. As I was transitioning from active duty to college life, it was very exciting, says Schaffner, who graduated in 2015 and is now the military liaison officer at SDSU. But as a transitioning service member, I can tell you that it is scary. The military is everything you have known, whether you have done 4 years, 8 years, or 24 years. Every single day is planned for you. You know what uniform you are going to wear. You know how you can get fed for that day. If you have a cough, you can go to sick call. Transitioning to college life can be very scary. As part of its welcoming environment for veterans, SDSU has gone from a walk-up window at the registrar's office to a 4,000-square-foot facility with full-time employees, part-time student workers, and a VA representative. The Joan and Art Barron Veterans Center also has a room called the Bunker, where student veterans can study, mingle, and unwind. I can't imagine what it would be like without it, says Todd Kennedy, a retired Marine and SDSU's military program administrator. When we got it in 2010, that spoke volumes. Up to that point, many schools across the nation did not have a veterans center. So having that space that military students could come to and ask questions, to get support or have a place to hang out or vent, spoke volumes. It serves as a great entryway into higher education. A gift from the late Art Barron, a Legionnaire, the Bunker is among the connections between the Legion and SDSU. We have a very strong relationship with a number of support organizations on the local, regional, state, and national levels, Kennedy says. The American Legion has been one of our strongest supporters. District 22 sponsors one of our scholarships. We're very happy to have that relationship. We are very thankful for it. Continuous improvement. SDSU and IVMF are only getting started. Schaffner says SDSU will launch a Women's Veteran Success Program in October, focusing on academics as well as personal and professional excellence. Women veterans have different needs than their male counterparts, she says. It's important to connect with them and make sure they understand what their benefits are and some of the things they have to offer as well, and to connect them with other female veterans. At Syracuse, work has begun on the National Veterans Resource Complex, a $62.5 million, 115,000-square-foot facility intended to be a national hub for research, programs, and community impact for the nation's veterans and military-connected families. It will be the latest advancement for Syracuse, which grew from a quiet regional school of 4,800 students to a major university of 17,000 in a few years, thanks to the GI Bill. Today, most historians will highlight the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944 as probably the most significant piece of legislation in this country's history, Haney says. The GI Bill empowered an entire generation of Americans to pursue education. This university has what I would argue is a nationally distinct history and a legacy related to veterans as a community. Quite literally, you can't tell the story of Syracuse University as it exists today without veterans. The new resource center makes it possible for the university to host national symposiums and conferences on higher education, as well as conduct its own research into veterans' issues. It will have a national research center focused on the segment of the research community that is not normally connected to DOD or VA research, Haney says, but it will also bring under one roof all our military and veteran-connected programs, a state-of-the-art student veteran resource center, and new facilities for both our ROTC programs. We want to be able to, again, honor and grow the legacy that started after World War II. Anything veterans need, this is the place. After high school, Kiara Blanchard had no intention of going to college. Instead, she joined the Army to see the world. As she transitioned back to civilian life after leaving the service in 2011, she decided to go back to school using her GI Bill benefits. Blanchard quickly realized that not all universities are equipped to assist transitioning veterans like her. She earned her bachelor's degree in human services, even though her college in Florida did not provide much assistance for veterans. I had to do a lot of the footwork myself. It was a lot of trial and error, says Blanchard, who now assists veterans at San Diego State University's Joan and Art Barron Veterans Center, to help these veterans with their transitions. That satisfies me. Blanchard helps student veterans with their benefits, advises them on which classes to take, and fields questions about transitioning. For her, it's a way to give back and support the center that helped her when she began to pursue her master's in social work at SDSU. Transition was fairly easy because of the Veterans Center, she says. Other institutions I've been familiar with don't have the resources to get the students what they need, coach students on how to use their benefits to the best of their availability, or even if you just need help finding careers. Anything veterans need, this is the place. If we don't have it, we can refer the veteran to it. SDSU helps veterans assimilate once they begin classes. For example, there are places where they can go to meet, study, and spend time with other veterans between classes. Blanchard frequents the two-story furnished veterans' house, which is open weekdays. Veterans are a special population, and when I say special, I mean we have disorders or things that we experience that civilians may not, she says, referring to readjustment challenges. A lot of veterans like myself just feel comfortable with other veterans. That's something that San Diego State University offers a place for veterans. Not everyone understands where we are coming from. Henry Howard. Magic happens when you're networking with other vets. Chris Dambach showed a knack for sales at an early age, hawking candy on the school bus. But as he was getting ready to leave the Marine Corps a half dozen years ago, he knew he still had a lot to learn about becoming an entrepreneur. Dambach bought some used lawnmowers and made flyers to advertise his business, industry standard, around his home near Syracuse, New York. About 5 years ago, his client base was growing, but his business checking account was languishing, totaling only about $75. Then Dambach landed a $3.5 million contract to trim grass around the headstones at Long Island National Cemetery. I went into this thinking, whoa, how am I going to do this, he recalls. About the same time, Dambach attended the Entrepreneurship Boot Camp for Veterans with Disabilities, EBV, part of the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, IVMF, at Syracuse University. I had to learn business because I've been winging it on my own so far, says Dembak, who was focused on providing lawn, maintenance, and other services for VA properties. It was perfect timing because I really needed to know my numbers and how to read a profit loss and a balance sheet. These aren't things you learn in high school. One of the crucial lessons was networking, inside and outside the classroom. The experience was amazing, says Dembak, a member of American Legion Post 787 in Cicero, New York. All the class material was everything I needed at that point. On top of that, a lot of magic happens outside the classroom when you're networking with other vets. IVMF brings everybody together on campus, so it can happen. Dembak credits the boot camp for changing his mindset and his business trajectory. When I walked out of there, I just started going after bigger contracts and shaking bigger hands and trying to get mentors, he says. I wasn't afraid anymore. Industry Standard now has clients across Syracuse, all five New York City boroughs, and in New Jersey. Dembak employs 21 people, has 27 subcontractors, and is expanding into general construction. I thank God every day, he says. I have a great wife, my high school sweetheart. I have three beautiful kids. What more could a guy want? Business is great, and it can all change like that. And with what I learned at IVMF, I know how to pivot if things do happen. Henry Howard.